Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, this is the Deer Camp version. We're going to talk about venison. Barbecue Bob and I recorded this earlier in the week, full disclosure, because both of us are at Deer Camp this weekend. Thursday was the opener, and we'll report back the results next week on the show. But right now we have pre-recorded this show. So we're going to talk about quite a few things here. But we'd have some venison recipes from Big Pauly. Bob's got some. We might roast your pumpkin. Who knows what's going to go on this crazy-ass show. But anyway, Barbecue Bob, what's cooking, baby?
Hey, welcome. Thank you. Thanks, Jop. And thanks for joining us. It is the smokiest, tastiest radio show in America.
That it is.
And right now we're going to talk about a little bit whitetail hunting, and we're going to talk some silliness because we've got a great guy in studio. His name is Brian Lesperance. He's from Fen Valley Winery, one of our oldest sponsors of the show. Last week we had Merle from Alan Bob's on. We've got Big Pauly coming up, who is a member of the board of directors of the show, my Goomba from New Jersey. He's going to weigh in on what he's going to do with venison. He's always entertaining. Got some spicy smoked venison, Jop. This is an old goat recipe from Rob Russell's buddy. And
Cowboy Rob.
Yeah. And this will be really nice if you want to roast a quarter of a deer, and I'm looking forward to doing that, maybe taking a camp deer this year. We're in a CWD district, so I think we're going to pop a couple extra small ones and just try and get them out of the way. But I spent my whole week doing woodstack, which is not a music. It's putting up wood for the winter. Woodstack Live, yeah. Woodstack. I was going to go to Woodstock, but I went to Woodstack. I took a turn. And so my body's aching, but the good news is...
But your mind is in the lead.
My hot...
yeah.
I did see the Queen movie recently, by the way. If you haven't seen Bohemian Rhapsody, go see it.
Holy it's rabbit hole. Sorry, guys. I didn't mean to do that.
Well, you threw me into a musical mode. Get ready to make some jerky. You're going to have all kinds of venison flowing across your table. But I'm taking my chainsaw up to deer camp. And
why?
I'm going to be cutting my last load of wood. This is the first year I'll have a complete season's worth of firewood put up. And I have next year's already tucked away and the year after that tucked away.
You mean you have it down? You haven't just cut it up yet?
Oh, it's cut up. Yeah, no. It's cut, split, stacked. I'm like... Wood station zero right now, but I need to finish one more row off. So I always take my trailer up to deer camp because we're up by Whipple Lake in Newaygo County, maybe. Yeah, I guess it's Newaygo County.
You're a little further north of Newaygo.
Yeah, no, it's Newaygo, right in where Newaygo Lake and Macosta come together, and it's just a beautiful little triad we're in there, and
there you go.
It's pretty nice, but. We have CWD going on, so
right.
Critical wasting disease.
Yeah.
That happens every year at my deer camp.
New outhouse, is that what you're saying?
So you're doing this crazy diet. It's so weird going to deer camp with a diet and being careful.
It's wrong. I'm just telling you it's wrong.
I know, but I made my mind up. A buddy of mine who's lost, Tim Roller, who was on the show a couple weeks ago, he's lost 80 pounds.
Is that
he
a good thing?
He looks great. He looks great. Yeah, he was getting big. I was getting big, man. I looked at pictures of myself and my gut showing, you know, it's like, I ain't proud of that. I don't want to be that guy. So Tim turned me on to this diet he's doing, and I'm following it like lockstep, like Nazi lockstep, gooseneck, goose stepping. I've totally radically changed my diet, but wine still fits in there. So I have had to really whack the beer, which is killing me. But I've dropped 15 pounds.
Wow, long time of year,
man. Dropped 15 pounds in a week and a half, and I'm really happy about that. I want to knock 30 pounds off, and I'm halfway there. So
let me tell you about what I'm bringing to deer camp, because it's not necessarily dietary, but it's high in protein, okay, and maybe fat too. That's why it's not dietary. But I had a guy named Andrew Smith, is Chef Drew. We've had him on the show over the past. And Andrew showed me how to make lamb chops the way that everybody that I've ever served them to loves these things.
Chopsicles.
Right, they're chopsicles, exactly. I'm talking about the little lamb chops with the long Frenched bone. You'll see them in the store. They come in a little rack of seven. But my favorite butcher, Tim Sobey, and I got 10 pounds of these lamb chops. I went over to...
So, time out.
Yep.
10 pounds of lamb chops.
Right.
How much a pound?
They're $14.95. So this is $150.
Yeah, this that's is a pretty good spend.
Yeah, this is a special treat.
Why did you do it?
Because
it's
the result.
It's deer camp.
One, it's deer camp. Two is, if I do this right, which I believe I'm going to do, this is a very special treat when I show up for these.
So
with these, right?
So do you hear what's going on here, folks? This is the priority. Now, I bust his chops, no joke, but I bust Jop's chops. Sometimes about deer camp, calling it class reunion, whatever. It's only because we are specializing in ball busting on this show.
Right.
But in all honesty, deer camp is all of that. Whether you're going to Siciliano's camp or whether you're going to rough it in the woods and take a tent and a little heater and, right, you know, hike up. It's a ritual. It's a rite of passing. It's a very cool thing to be able to go to deer camp. You happen to be going back to where you were going a couple weeks ago when all the women showed up. They're not showing up this time, I
hope. Right. They're not.
The women are not showing up. Okay, good. Because we'd have to stop this segment.
But my point is that I'm not the great white hunter. I'm not that guy. I can hunt. I have all the wonderful equipment that we get from a lot of our sponsors and stuff. But the equipment that I get from our sponsors is food. I'm going to Old World Olive Company, and I'm getting some really high-quality olive oil to marinate these lamb chops that I'm getting from my favorite butcher.
And you're going to your butcher.
Right.
It happens to be Sobey, where I go.
Right.
Well, of course. He's the greatest. But what a great thing. So you're prioritizing deer camp to the point of you're going to get the very best of everything. This is like Christmas to me.
Right. It is to me, too, because it's if you're a grilling guy, like –
all of you are
fanatical like I am. Okay, I don't want to bring average stuff.
No,
I want to bring great stuff because I'm all about quality now and not quantity.
So you're not bringing Armor Smoky Links?
No, I'm not.
Because I had a guy do that.
Yeah,
I was offensive.
Right, and I just to me, this is such a special time of year, and you can tell we're kind of jacked up about this because. Because we are. I mean, I don't have to give you a reason why.
No.
We are.
No excuse.
But I show up with these lamb chops. They're properly seasoned. They're marinated great. And I'm going to throw them on this hot fire, this open fire.
What are you going to season them with?
What?
What are you going to season them with?
I'm going to season them. They're going to marinate in garlic, rosemary, thyme, and olive oil. And I'm going to leave that overnight for them to draw in that moisture, because these are a 2-minute cook on either side. I'm serving these things medium rare over an open fire. I got to let the oil drip off them before I put them on the fire. I get huge flare-ups. You don't want them to burn, but I'm just telling you, this is a quick little
cook. That spice blend, either Mama's or the Papa's or Simon and Garfunkel. I can't remember who it is.
Anyway, I love me some lamb chops, and this is my favorite recipe.
We're going to call them lamb chops.
Right.
Now
yeah,
on.
Right. Coming up next, I see Bob has jerky written on the show plan, and you know what? That's a great little tasty thing to bring to deer camp. Stick with us. We'll be back.